Welcome back to the Bay Bears Pepsi pregame show. Graham Doty along with Bay Bears pitching coach Dan Cross. And how much fun have the past weeks been?
Oh, it's been a blast. I can't remember, even in my playing days, a time where we've run off so many victories in a row, everybody contributing, you know, good pitching, outstanding defense, and some great hitting. Some guys are really starting to step up and improve so much and, you know, show that they are the top in the league and also ready for the next level.
What's changed or what's been different since the first half of the season to where we are right now?
Well, I think a big thing is, and the players probably don't see it as much as the staff sees it, but the maturity of the players as they start to play the game correctly, not only just getting base hits and throwing strikes and things like that, but seeing different parts of the game, the approach of the pitcher, how they're going to attack the hitters, the same thing with the hitters with the pitchers, how they're looking at how the pitchers are throwing, what his strength is, what his weakness is. He slow to the plate, they take the extra bag, positioning with defense, and then even with some of the guys that have been here during the year and some of the newer guys coming in, they're getting things taught to, not by us, but by the other players. A.J. Pollock, Paul Goldschmidt, Ed Easley, these guys have stepped up as leaders of the team.
One of those younger players is Tyler Skaggs, who picked up his first win at AA in this series. What are your thoughts so far on Skaggs?
Well, first of all, I remember when I was 19, 20 years old, I was throwing a lot of balls to the backstop. And here this kid, he's got three quality pitches. He's coming from A-ball where he dominated. Now he's coming to a level where hitters make you work a little bit more. Everybody knows he has a good curveball, but you can't rely on your curveball. He needs to throw his good fastball, and he's done that. Now, all of a sudden, through the first two games, he realizes how valuable his changeup is. And it's not just about throwing strikes. So he's working with Ed and 40, not only on in the games, but also on the sides, how to approach hitters. You know, when the count dictates I need to throw a strike, what pitches I can throw for a strike. And also, if I'm ahead in the count, I can expand the strike zone. Where do I expand? Do I expand down, in, away? Usually not up. Sometimes he will with the fastball, but certain things like that. More professional hitters know exactly what you're going to throw. Now I have to execute it. So that's what he's learning here.
Visiting with Bay Bears pitching coach Dan Carlson, and you mentioned both catchers, Easley and Ford. How important is that relationship between the pitcher and the catcher?
Well, it's huge. I tell you what, when you have confidence in your catcher as a pitcher, you get to put it in cruise control a little bit. It's when you're on the same page. You know, a lot of times people think, just if I just throw strikes, you know, with my fastball, my curveball, or my change, I should be all right. But there's a difference between what times you throw them. Is this a pitch that I'm going to throw early in the game, or is it a pitch that gets better, second time through the lineup? And then I have to remember what I did to these guys the first and second time through if I'm facing them the third time. And when you have a catcher who understands the game plan, not only your strengths as a pitcher, but also understands the game plan of each individual hitter, it really gives you a lot of confidence. Because when he puts down, maybe it's a 1-1 changeup in a tight situation, and you go, okay, yeah, I'm going to throw it, and you have success with it. Now you start to build, wow, you know, he knows me better than I know myself sometimes. And it really helps you because so much of this game is mental.
Wes Roemer gets the nod tonight. What makes him so special?
First of all, he believes he's 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Every time he walks out there, he believes that the world is his stage. And it's a lot of confidence. He comes out there and he backs up his confidence with fine command of his fastball, changeup, and slider. He'll throw any pitch at any time in any count. He's always full of confidence. So when you're out there full of confidence and you execute pitches, you usually have good success.
That's Bay Bears pitching coach Dan Carlson. Coach, thanks for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
We'll be right back on the Pepsi pregame show on the Bay Bears Broadcast Network.